Hello, this is Ryan. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Ryan. I got a message saying somebody wanted to know something about a Kaiser patient.
Yes. I was the one requested that call.
Okay. And who are you?
Yeah, my name is Ryan, and I'm from the doctor's office.
Okay.
And actually...
Go ahead.
Actually, the patient is scheduled for today, okay?
Okay.
Patient is having a surgery today. So now we have an pending authorization. So I just wanted to know that whether that procedure will be covered under that authorization or not.
It should be, but again, we only review for medical necessity. So that's all I can tell you is if it's medically necessary for him to be in the hospital and get that surgery, then it should be covered. So like I said, I don't have a guarantee because I don't make the medical decisions. I just review for medical necessity.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But
yeah.
Do we need to initiate any additional request or we will send you the medical
record? I do not know.
I totally understand that until you receive the medical records and until you review, you cannot tell whether it will gonna cover or not. But my question is just that patient is having surgery today and there is already a pending authorization number which is still pending. I don't know whether it
will
be approved or not.
I can tell you right now it's going to be denied because the doctor didn't agree with the inpatient. He would request that he says it should be an observation status. So if you change it to observation status, then it would be approved. Are you the physician?
No.
No. But like I said, it's going to be denied for medical necessity.
Okay, so now my thing is that patient is having a surgery done. So do I need to schedule another new authorization for that surgery?
I understand your question. All I can say is I don't know. I don't think so because it should be covered under this authorization. Even though it's denied, it would probably get paid later on the back end when they just, you know, however they do it when they get denials.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so
but
can you just
said,
provide me
I
the fax number so I can fax the clinicals?
I don't have that. All I do is review. I have access to Sinai's charts.
Okay.
I have access to your chart. So, I mean, I read them. So whoever faxes the information, that's where it goes.
Okay. So, I mean, you already have the patient's medical record?
I do.
Okay. All right, then.
I do. And whoever faxes the information, it still comes faxed, but we have access, and I can look in the chart. So
okay.
My advice would be I'm sending a denial for medical necessity because it should be observation rather than inpatient. And if you want to get paid for the observation status, you want to reach out to the doctors and have it change it.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. But I still need to contact them.
Ryan?
Okay. All right.
Ryan,
may I have your name, please?
Hello?
Yeah, may I have your name, please?